אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. The Australian government started vaccinating the population. We all were waiting for it. And SBS says a special video explaining in 60 languages when you'll get the vaccination, what type of vaccination, how the rollout of the vaccination is going to happen. It's going to happen in stages. So there is also a video in Hebrew. You can access the video. You can go to our website, sbs.com.au/Hebrew, or go to coronavirus, any portal, watch on Facebook. Yes, we are back on Facebook for a few days, or it was almost a week we went on Facebook. I think after a very successful negotiation of our treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, with Mark Zuckerberg, they reached an agreement, and SBS and all the news media organizations are back onto Facebook in Australia. So you can watch our video also on Facebook. If you go to SBS Hebrew Shalom Australia, you'll be able to watch the explanation video in Hebrew. And of course, there is also explanation video in English if you go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. And lots of information for you. And talking about vaccination in Tel Aviv, snacks and drinks are being served up to those who lined up for COVID-19 shot. It may be the most effective inoculation program in the world. Line up for a vaccine in Tel Aviv and you can choose a snack to go. Iman Dawsi says that she came for COVID-19 prevention shot but stayed for the kanafe. Kanafe, by the way, is a type of dessert.
I came today to get vaccinated, and I tell everyone to come here and get the shot so that we ensure our health gets better. There's also kanafe here. You can taste kanafe. Very tasty.
And Lizzie Kritzer and her friend opted for a slice of pizza and a coffee.
We came to get vaccinated. Until now, we were worried, but because of the upcoming restrictions against people who don't vaccinate, there was not much choice. But it's also very nice to get a pizza and a coffee.
Well, I don't think we are enticed in Australia to get a pizza and coffee or kanafe when we go to get the vaccination. We're just very lucky when the vaccination will reach us. And in Israel, officials say that they wanted to inspire residents with a family-like atmosphere, collaborating with several local restaurants to provide pizza, hummus, pastries, and coffee at those pop-up vaccination centers all over in Israel. And they achieved an incredible, more than 50% of people in Israel have been vaccinated already, making it the largest real-world study of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And the country's largest healthcare provider has reported a 94% drop in symptomatic COVID-19 infections among 600,000 pops who received two doses of the Pfizer vaccines, and as I said, the largest study to date. So the first real-world study of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine to be independently reviewed shows the shot is highly effective at preventing COVID-19 in a potential landmark moment for countries desperate to end the lockdown and reopen economies. As you see, even in New Zealand, they've got another lockdown. Up until now, most data on the efficiency of COVID-19 vaccines has come under controlled conditions in clinical trials, leaving an element of uncertainty over how results would translate into the real world. So we've got the real world in Israel. The research in Israel, 2 months into one of the world's fastest rollout, providing rich source of data, showed the two doses of Pfizer shots cut symptomatic COVID-19 cases by 95% across all age groups. and severe illness by nearly as much. So this is really important. You're talking about 1.2 million people that that have showed a single shot was 57% effective in protecting against this the infection. So even after the first shot, you've got incredible immunity against the COVID-19, but after the second shot, you've got 94%. And you're talking about 600,000 that got the vaccination, that went into the study, and 600,000 that did not receive the vaccination. So they compared the two groups to find out in real world, in real life, how the vaccination works. So in Israel, just to remind you, there are over 9 million people, and it's got universal health care. So half already received the first dose, and a third received already the two doses. So this is in 2 months, this is an incredible achievement. This makes the country prime location for real world study for the vaccine's ability to stem the pandemic, along with its advanced data of capabilities. So I think that we're all looking to see what's happening there. And we, the first doses in Australia, actually Pfizer's as well. And the U.S. infectious disease guru, Fauci, also hails Israel's extraordinarily good vaccine drive. They've got incentive, as you heard, coffee, tea, cakes, come and get, or pizza, come and get vaccinated. And on the other hand, they're going to give you a green pass if you've been vaccinated. You can go into cinemas, you can go into theaters, you can go to work, you can teach, you can do lots of things if you got vaccinated and you got the green pass. And the lawmakers in Israel, the Knesset, they passed a special law in Israel that if you were not vaccinated, your details will be allowed to be given to different authorities that will won't want you there. So this is also putting a pressure on the population to get vaccinated. So let's see when your turn will come in Australia. Hope that you'll get vaccinated as well.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.